Do you know what most of us want? Hey, we want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. To live a good, long, comfortable life, devoid of conflict and filled with love. A good job without too much pressure. Hey, a good boss, great relationships. That's all, really. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I strongly suspect that if you thought about it, those are the things that you'd want for your life too, the good life. But then Jesus walks in and says to those of us who aspire to being his followers, his disciples, any of you who want to be my follower must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross that is given to you every day for following me. Any of you who try to save the life you have will lose it, but you who give up your life for me will save it. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. What marketing guru gave him that stunning little piece of advice? I mean, if you wanted to kick off some new God movement thing, for goodness sakes, get a decent advertising agency, craft your message to fit the market that you're aiming at, put some positive spin on this thing, get the numbers up, get the money rolling in, and then if you really have to sell this suffering thing, do it softly, softly. That's the way I'm guessing we'd see it these days. And indeed, that's the way many so-called Christians approach their faith. It's fine, as long as it fits with my lifestyle, my needs, my wants, my hopes, my dreams. Come on, what sort of loving God would call you to embrace a life of sacrifice and suffering? What sort of fool would run a pitch like that? Answer? Jesus, the suffering God who came to help us be all that he made us to be. Jesus. That's God's word fresh for you today. You and I both know that the times when we've learned the most, grown the most, have been those tough times, those times of pruning, those times of suffering. And it's right into those realities that God wants to speak his powerful, life-giving word, which is why I'd love to send